Not many people believe this, but in the early months of 1942, Nazi submarines used to lie in wait at the mouth of the Mississippi for the tankers that sailed without naval escort from the oil refineries at Baton Rouge into the Gulf of Mexico. It was a shooting gallery. Because of wartime censorship, the newspapers and radio carried no accounts of the American ship sunk off the Louisiana coast. But just after sunset, people could see the oil fires burning on the southern horizon, like a quickening orange smudge low in the winter sky. As a little boy in New Iberia, I heard shrimpers talk about the burned, oil-coated bodies of four merchant sailors who'd been found floating like lumps of coal in an island of kelp, their sightless eyes and poached faces strung with jellyfish. I had nightmares for many years about Nazis, who I imagined as pinch-faced, slit-eyed creatures who lived beneath the waves not far from my home, and who would eventually impose a diabolical design upon the earth. While scuba diving in college, on a calm, windless day, I accidentally found one of those submarines in 60 feet of water, resting at an angle on its keel, the deck rails and forward gun gray and fuzzy with seaweed, a chain of tiny bubbles rising from the stern. My heart was tripping against my ribcage, the blood vessels tightening in my head, but I refused to be undone by my childhood fears, and I swam down to the twisted remains of the periscope until I could see the swastika and the ship's numbers painted on the side of the conning tower. I took my bowie knife from the scabbard on my side, and like the primitive warrior who must touch the body of a slain enemy, I tapped with the butt of the knife on the conning tower's rim. Then, one of the strangest occurrences of my life took place. I felt a bone-numbing coldness in the water where there'd been none before, then a sound, a vibration, like a wire cable snapping, rang through the entire length of the submarine. The conning tower began to right itself in the current, the metal plates on the hull grating on the sand, and clouds of silt and trapped oil rose from under the keel. I watched in horror as the submarine seemed to poise itself just above the gulf's floor, streamers of moss fanning back from the tower like tattered battle flags, then dip its bow downward into the darkness and slide over the edge of the continental shelf, my bowie knife toppling onto the rising stern, while sand sharks spun.